Senate further review continuing here on this Monday evening. Again, thanks to Mike Frazier for being with us. And stay tuned. We still got the winners. We'll be announcing of the Buyer's Guide's Longest Yard Contest. See if you've got some money coming to you this evening. Right now, I've got a guy we have been fortunate to have been working with down through the years, who's done some broadcast here at B92 and Magic 104, where he's written a number of articles and covering sports for the Daily Leader. Will the Thrill Watson. Will, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
You're welcome, Will. And, Will, of course, you are living in Georgia now, but we wanted to kind of get with you because you've got kind of dual connections here. Brookhaven hosting Provine homecoming tonight. You, of course, worked with the Brookhaven school system for a number of years, and you graduated from Provine High School, and you've done broadcasts for both Brookhaven and Provine. Kind of give us an idea of what the history between these two schools has been.
Well, right off the bat, I look at the series standings, and Provine leads this series 13-9. The last time these two teams played was 1986, and it was a Brookhaven win by the score of 19-6. And it's my understanding it was a homecoming of sorts for, I believe it was Provine, that you're a home game at a huge field. So it's been a while since these two teams played, but as far as this particular series, as an interest to me, of course, I started my broadcasting career, did a little coaching, basketball at Brookhaven, and kept stats and wrote for the paper in Brookhaven. And then to finish up my career, at least part of it, I finished up covering Provine, both radio and what have you. So it's been a dream come true to see these two schools play on the gridiron, and looks like I'm finally going to get my chance.
Now, are you going to be back in the area for this game, or are you going to have to maybe pick it up on an internet feed?
Well, right now, as far as I know, I will be back for this particular game Friday night at Kingsville. As a matter of fact, the guy that replaced me as the voice of the Rams, Anthony Adams, has asked me to come back and do this one particular game for those reasons that I mentioned earlier. So for those who may be interested in listening to our side of the broadcast, you can go to the internet or the TuneIn app, www.whbmheat.com, and you can catch us live. Our pregame show will get underway around 6:45 with the kickoff at 7.
Now, of course, you are now living in Georgia. Have you had a chance to see much Georgia high school football? If so, how does that compare to Mississippi high school football?
I have not seen one Georgia game other than I went to see Georgia Tech and Alcorn to start the college football season. Haven't been to a high school game as of yet, but the major players in this area are North Cobb High School and Allatoona High School. Both teams made the semifinals of their respective classifications last year. It's a good, decent brand of football here from what people tell me, but pound for pound, I take Mississippi football 8 days a week, five times on Sunday, or should I say Friday night.
It sounds like you're a little bit partial, Will.
No, it's all about Mississippi. I played it, coached it, broadcast it, wrote about it. Hey, I can't put no one else close to it.
Right, right. Tell us a little bit about those Provine Rams this year.
Well, from what I have seen on film, I've actually had a chance to see them once in person, a 34-18 loss to Murrah, and very youthful ball club, but still have that same talent, still do things the same way we've done them since I played back in 1983.
Wow, okay.
Yes, that's a long time ago. We still run the ball pretty effectively, and we still pride ourselves on running the ball in defense. Just this year, it's a lot of talent, but it's what I call unproven talent, in the sense that we don't have much experience. We're depending on a deep, very good group of seniors to lead this ball club. Of course, we've gotten off to a rocky 4-3 start. A couple of games, we were right there until the end. I think we lost one game in overtime and then actually won one in overtime. So our leader on offense, D'Angelo Shelton, who actually moved in from cornerback the last couple of years, and now he's a senior. He's been asked to take the helm on offense, and then defensively, a couple of seniors, and Craig Harper and Clarence Thomas, two outstanding senior linebackers as well. So it's a youthful ball club, much like from what I've been told, Brookhaven has. I've actually had a chance to see Brookhaven on film against South Jones and Wayne County. Still have the talent from the Tuck PV, Wade Henderson era. Now Tommy Clopton is molding that and continuing the tradition of winning. But I'm very, very surprised by the 0-6 start for Brookhaven.
Well, they have had a rash of injuries this year, Will. In fact, when they went over to Wayne County, I believe they had about 11 players injured watching from the sidelines. That makes it very difficult, you know, especially when you have a young team and not a whole lot of depth.
Well, injuries do play a part in it. Provine has had their share of injuries as well. A couple of our standout defensive ends, Khalil Johnson is one of them. He just returned to action after about a 3-week hiatus, and he's also one of our star basketball players as well. Though the injury bug is hitting a lot of people, not at a good time of the season because everybody's now starting district play. So,
that's important.
And that's got to change in a hurry. The game last week against Wingfield, Rams pretty much had their way with the Falcons. The previous week, Natchez pretty much had their way with us. So it's a matter of putting together four complete quarters without turnovers. You do those things, you'll win a ball game easily.
That's for sure. Well, you know what? You need to ask Coach Ridley if he'd have some mercy on the Panthers Friday night, because they're mighty young and there's all those injuries, you know, and boy, it's just tough on those young men. And we'll just have to ask him to see if he can help us out there. So anyway.
I will say this, from what I have seen of the Rams this year in a couple of games, I know some people may like to run up the score a bit, but Coach Ridley's not that kind of a coach, you know.
Thank goodness.
He puts a good product out on the field, a solid program, trying to continue that tradition that Coach Stanley Blackman first did when I played for him. And then Willie Collins, the JPS's all-time winningest coach who retired a couple of years ago, he's just continuing what they've done, add a little of his spin to it, and hopefully we'll get this program back to the class of JPS and one of the most feared programs in the state of Mississippi.
Right. Well, that's a great goal, Will. Very good. And like I say, I've certainly enjoyed working with you over the years. You've been a very reliable reporter and a good radio broadcaster too, and we look forward to seeing you Friday night.
Oh, most definitely. I'm looking forward to coming home, so to speak. As I said earlier, this Friday will be 24 years to the day that I first did a Brookhaven game with Ken, and I remember the opponent being Warren Central at that time, and never thought it would parlay into something that it has to this point. But I have somewhat retired, but at the same time, I'm looking for some opportunities here in Georgia as I continue to get the lay of the land here. And
absolutely.
So, but I still, from time to time, will dip my head in Mississippi to check on my family and my friends and what have you.
That's good.
this game is it's another game on the books for the Rams and for the Panthers, but with myself having close connections to these two schools, I'm just looking forward to having a good time, seeing good friends, and getting a Ram win Friday night.
There you go, there you go. Well, I know the Panthers are sure hoping to get in that win column too, so it shapes up as quite a battle, Will.
Most definitely. I had penciled this game in as a key game for both ball clubs when the season started, not for the reasons a lot of people may think, but it's at the near the midway point of the region schedule, and you want to have a positive record going into the downstretch. Of course, for the Rams, we still got the main four, if you want to call it. We got Wayne County and West Jones at home in the next 2 weeks. West Jones for our homecoming, and then we'll close out the season against a very, very improved South Jones ball club in Law on the road. So we've been road warriors for two of the seven region contests. So the Rams definitely gonna have to grow up in a hurry if they want to make the playoffs. So let me go with everybody for Coach Clopton and his ball club. I'm quite sure it's the same thing. Panther fans, don't give up, because you can win out and still get in the playoffs. So we'll take it 1 week at a time and see how it turns out. But I wish the Panthers the best of luck, just not this Friday night.
All right, Will, we appreciate your taking time out to visit with us and talk about this upcoming homecoming game with Brookhaven with the Panthers and the Rams on Friday night. And have a safe trip over here. We look forward to seeing you.
We'll see you all Friday night.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change features fast, friendly oil changes, second to none. Every-